Radio. The island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Well, we have our guests in the studio. We have No Going Back. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Why, hello there. I'm
hello?
Jason, and I'm here with Dave.
Tell us all about No Going Back.
So Jason and I have, we've been making music together for many years. We met at Platform One College of Music when we were students there. And we've had cover bands in the past, and our most recent cover band, we would sort of be practicing, and you know, the idea came to, you know, have a go at writing some of our own music.
So what actually influences your music? What genre influences your music?
Well, I'd say mostly rock, but we just got a bit of a pop vibe there. That's probably my influence is a bit electronic as well, just because of the stuff that I like.
That's cool.
But heavily influenced from my parents, so I like 70s, mm-hmm. 80s music.
You're talking my language now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there we go.
So yeah. you've been doing an awful lot of work, and you met at Platform One.
That's right, yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
An awful long time ago, yeah. So I hear when I was reading your bio that during the summer of 25, you released your debut EP, Running Through the Rain.
That's right, yeah.
So, and you quickly followed that with another EP, Forever in My Mind.
Yeah, these songs have been around for a few years now, and we've been working with a very lovely Jason Payne. He's sort of well known amongst the Platform One community and the Isle of Wight music scene, and even further afield. And we got in contact with him and just said, you know, any way you can help us with the recording and production side of things. And he's such a lovely guy. He's given us so much of his time, and we're so glad that he's joining us now on bass guitar
developing
fabulous. Live stuff.
So you'll be a three-piece band then?
Well, we've got a drummer as well, another fantastic local musician called Max Harrison. So the four of us together, we've been sort of starting rehearsals, and we're nothing booked in yet, but the plan is to get gigging this year.
That's fabulous, isn't it? So have you always been interested in music, both of you?
Oh, yes. Probably from the age of eight. My dad played guitar, and I just picked it up from him and just loved being creative on it and just writing. So that's when Platform One came about, you know, to sort of move on and advance that music.
Oh, that's fabulous. And how about you?
Yeah, I was very lucky. I sort of grew up with sort of music in the back of long car journeys and things. My parents were into sort of the Phil Collins, Genesis, mm-hmm. ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Elton John.
I could think of worse people to be influenced by.
So there's been lots of the greats sort of in my sort of psyche since being a young child, and then getting into things like Brian Adams and Guns mm-hmm. N' Roses when I was sort of in my teens and that kind of thing. So lots of
so that's where the pop rock kind of divide is. Yeah.
So
that is just excellent. Now you've come here to chat to us today, and you've sent some music into Vectis Radio.
That's right. Yeah, I think we've sent six tracks that we're looking forward to hearing on the new DAB.
Absolutely. So do you have any gigs booked?
There's some talk at the moment, things that we can't talk about at the moment, but we're hoping to have something confirmed in the next month or so. And then it's kind of all very DIY at the moment, you mm-hmm. know, just sort of trying to fit in what we can when we can. And with four people's busy schedules, it's trying to get the calendars to match, but it will all work out, I'm sure.
So what does the band consist of? You said you play guitar, and so who else is in the group, and what do they do? Do they play instruments? Who's the lead singer? And
so, Jason, you're the singer.
I am,
and I'm obviously Dave. I am the guitarist, and we kind of write the songs together. That's how they start.
Right.
We will do a backing track, you know, with sort of MIDI drums on and a very badly played bass guitar by me, and then we'll take it to you to add the vocals in, and then we get Jason Payne involved to help us, you know, record it properly and get the drums on and that kind of thing. So it normally starts with the two of us.
So what comes first? Is it the music in your head, or is it the line comes to you and you think, oh, I can develop that?
It's mostly the music. So Dave will come up with some riff and then put something together. And then he'll bring it to me, and then I'll just sort of like just go at it, you know, and just sort of like put the headphones on, turn that microphone on and just see what flows out. And I always find that's the best way. And even with lyrics as well, it could naturally just come.
Mm-hmm.
As one of our songs where the take I did, the first take was pretty much just the take to be done. Like
wow.
Even the lyrics just came out. Like,
yeah.
But I love doing that when you can really just focus in.
That's when you know it's right.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, yeah, it feels indeed. Right. You know, you're just letting it flow. And I think that's important with music, is letting it flow.
Indeed. Social media handles. Where can people find out more about you?
We're on all the main ones. So you've got your Instagram and Facebook. You should be able to just find us by searching No Going Back Band. We also have a link tree, URL there, which will get you to all like the Spotify, Apple Music, just all the ways to be able to listen to us, basically.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, it's all nice and easy sort of to be found, so...
That's great. And if anybody would like to contact you about doing a gig or something?
Yeah, that can be done through the Facebook or Instagram. It also links to our emails as well, so that'll be on there. So it's very, very easy to get in touch with us if someone's interested in having us play. So have a listen to our music when it comes playing out on this.
Absolutely. Now, so far, how have you been doing in terms of gigs? Have you done any particular ones?
Jason and I have gigged together for many years, but not actually with our own original music. So No Going Back have yet to do their debut performance. But we're developing a set at the moment. We've got our two EPs out, about seven songs, isn't it, in total across the two.
Yeah.
We're working on a third at the moment. And I'm sure like many other artists, we've got ideas in sort of phones and hard drives and cloud storage that hopefully will turn into something good later on.
Now, these are sort of things that don't happen overnight, aren't they? You've got to develop them, they've got to evolve. What would you say has been your most memorable moment since you started in the music scene? Not necessarily with No Going Back, but what's been your most momentous occasion for each of you?
I've always enjoyed doing, so we were in a covers band and we did loads of weddings as well, sort of thing. And, you know, really doing that for them and seeing the smiles on everyone's faces and that, like, I love performing. And that's kind of what I want to do with our own music and just have people, the dream is to have someone singing your song back at you as you're singing it.
Like, oh, wow.
So that, you know what I mean? Like that must be really moving for any musician to have someone just singing it at you. Imagine just stop singing and then have the whole crowd sing your song.
Oh, yeah.
That's the goal.
That's incredible. I would love that. I love that image. I really
do. A bit of a goosebump moment that would be,
definitely,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the goal.
I've got a feeling it's going to happen.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you're working hard enough for it.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a hard game, but it's perseverance. So
you've got a catalogue out there at the moment that people can stream or download or... You know, you have got something out there.
Yeah, so the first EP released last about May, June time, Running Through the Rain. Four songs on there. One's in a kind of more acoustic track, isn't it? Those songs have been around. I know it's a bit cliche, but it's kind of really developed in lockdown, the very first one. Just having the time to, you know, I'd do a backing track and send it over to you via email or whatever. And so a lot of these songs have been around for a few years. So we're just really glad that they, you know, Jason, as I said, Jason Payne, our producer and a really good friend, bass player as well. He's done absolute magic. He's made the song sound far better than the demos I was doing at home. But Jason's vocals have always been very consistent. And just going back to your question about memories, many fantastic over the sort of years we've been playing together. But one of the songs... Make Me Feel Alive off the first EP. I was sat with Jason. He was at his computer, and within 3 hours, he had the song written, lyrics, and the vocal melody. And for me, just to sit there and watch that happen, that's I really enjoy that. A bit envious as well that he can do it that quickly, but it's great to watch.
You'll probably find that because you were there, you were in sync, and the creative flow was just there because. It happens when two creative people get together Although if you're on your own, sometimes it doesn't. But if you, it just opens up the synapses, and that's where it flows from. So I've got, you know, I'm not surprised at all that did happen. How about management? Are you sort of self-managing yourselves at the moment?
Or? It's just us. Yeah. And as I say, Jason Payne, our bass player and producer, and then recently local musician Max Harrison has joined us for a couple of rehearsals, and we're really hoping, you know, to kind of take it to the next level with him as well. But yeah, it's just us doing everything. We've learned some hard lessons along the way in terms of distributing our music and sort of managing social media. It's not my kind of skill set, but yeah, we're learning. It's been a really interesting journey. And like you said, it's all about perseverance. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully we can keep growing it as we are. And if people were out there and want to help us, that would be fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, indeed. It's hard work, but it's fun also learning these new skills, isn't it? So.
It is. James, did you have any questions?
I think you've covered them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, looking back to when you first started at Platform One, did you ever think you would reach the heights that you have now?
I think for me, I think anyone that goes to Platform One, they want to have a career in music.
Okay.
And, you know, the opportunities everyone is given by Platform One are incredible. We get to hear from some professional musicians, fairly famous musicians as well, right up to the top level people. I think, yeah, you know, I remember when we first started, Jason and I kind of clicked. We were in a band together. You weren't singing at this point. And we were sort of, you know, very young. We thought we were better guitarists than we were. And we were muddling through a couple of these covers, weren't we? And one week, Jason said, I'm going to do this song. It was a Bob Dylan song, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Oh, brilliant song.
And
the lyrics. Oh.
For Jason, that was a turning point. And throughout the years we were at Platform One together, sometimes we were putting bands together and times we weren't. But I always looked at Jason and thought, I want to be his guitar guy, because he's got a great voice, good stage, great stage presence. And I was always a little bit sad when I was put in other bands. It was good for me as a musician to play different styles of music, but I've always kind of felt a musical, you know, link with Jason. And
You can't manufacture that. It's there, isn't it?
I think we've always worked well together.
Yeah. I think it came where as well, we did a Queen tribute. We went to Amsterdam and toured with it, with Platform One. And that's when I really got to get into the performing. You know, I really took on the Freddie persona and absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it.
The movements, were they there?
Yeah, I was even dressed the same, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, got some interesting pictures.
I'd love to see the video.
we had really good fun performing those. I love, Freddie, amazing.
Come on.
It's fabulous.
Showman. What a showman.
Now, James has got a question for you.
Yeah, did you find that when COVID came along, it gave you ideas for other songs? As I suspect many bands probably came up with, because you've got more time to sort of think.
Exactly that. Like Dave said, we started it out because of lockdown. Like, we had that, we've got this spare time, why not, you know, be creative with it? And so that's where it started out. And it allowed us to have that time. And it just got us a bit of a push. And then now we've just continued to pursue it. So,
regardless of how awful that particular time was, if we look at the positives that have come out of it, because people were given the opportunity to become creative and to indulge passions that they wouldn't have been able to indulge had that not happened. So you are one of the sort of successes from that. This is what happens when you're given time. So, well done. Absolutely.
I think even choirs were formed out of lockdown
absolutely.
As well, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So many things. And also there was an explosion in technology as well. So, you know, there are always positives to negatives.
Oh, yes.
That's so I'm told.
I always say every week it's a two-sided coin.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us again how people can get in touch with you.
So, as Jason said, we are on all the major sort of social media sites. If you type in No Going Back Band, that's No Going Back Band, all one word, into Google, you should find all our social media sites and streaming pages. And then there is a link tree. If you type in link tree No Going Back Band, it should pull up a link to everything as well, if you want to find us that way.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in to chat to us today.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
and we look forward to hearing your music very soon.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
On the DOB.
Well, thank you so much.